Back with you on a midweek Wednesday, July 28th, 2021, right here on Connecticut Today. We welcomed Declan Garvey, one of the editors from The Dispatch, a conservative publication out of D.C. Check him out at thedispatch.com. Declan Garvey giving his thoughts on the ongoing hearings looking into the January 6th Capitol riot. January 6th commission or committee meeting in Washington to try and get a better perspective on what happened on January 6th. Now, a lot of us watched it, but I even knew that day this would move into a political battle. It probably will play itself out over the next couple of years. Coverage on that and more in The Dispatch, the top political online magazine and newsletter, providing fact-based reporting and expert journalism. Check them out at thedispatch.com. And the associate editor of The Dispatch, Declan Garvey, joins us. Declan, hi, it's Paul in Bridgeport, Connecticut. How are you?
Paul, thank you so much for having me on. Happy to be with you.
Well, thanks. Appreciate the time. This whole thing started out, Declan, as well. It's going to be a bipartisan review, and we're all going to get together to sing Kumbaya and make sure this doesn't happen again. And then we degenerated now into what we have with two decidedly anti-Trump Republicans here, Representative Cheney and Representative Kinzinger. First, before we get into kind of the long-term thing of this whole thing, is anything surprising you that you see right now or not?
You know, that's a great question to start out with, because I think that no, the answer is no. I think that almost everything we saw yesterday on the committee is exactly what anybody who's been paying attention to the dynamics here in Congress and in the aftermath of January 6th could have predicted. Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger on the Republican side have been very public in their condemnations of the events of that day and the Republican Party response to it. And much of the testimony that we saw from the officers who were there on January 6th fighting off the rioters at the Capitol have also been public. With their commentary about their experience and kind of how they were affected on that day. That being said, I think the prominence of the committee itself and kind of how much media attention it garnered yesterday and how much I anticipate it will continue to garner as it kind of continues along this path into investigating the causes and the potential solutions to preventing future attacks like January 6th, that will be something that we're going to be paying a lot of attention to over the next couple of months. And it will be a way to keep this in the news, even as Republicans try to move past it.
Yeah. And my point, Declan, is that the overall goal of this for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats? Because my theory has been, yeah, we're going to find out some inside details about this, which Declan, I think, is good, particularly the response. You know, the FBI said, well, we warned the Capitol Police. The Capitol Police said, well, no, you didn't. But do you think, as I do, the real reason here is to keep this going as long as possible to try and put a salve or a bomb, B-A-L-M, some sort of soothing ointment on a Democratic administration that's kind of got its hands full now and is subsisting now on the fact that Joe Biden isn't Donald Trump?
I think there's definitely something to that. There was a great comment yesterday from one of the officers. Some of the lawmakers at the top tried to make the case that this committee is not going to be political. It's going to try and pursue the truth and the facts wherever they may lead. And one of the officers pushed back and said, this is obviously political. The Stop the Steal movement that led to January 6th was political. Mm-hmm. The response was political. Impeachment was political. And it's just very hard to divorce all of this from that reality. That being said, there are certain aspects of that day that I think are worth getting to the bottom of. One of them that you mentioned being, the lack of preparedness for that day, and then kind of why security forces were kind of caught on their back foot. But in addition, we don't know exactly what President Trump was doing for those several hours in between his speech and when he finally released a video. We don't know why the National Guard was slow to be deployed. We don't know exactly who in Congress was talking to who. And these are things that the committee with subpoena power theoretically will be able to get to the bottom of.
Declan, you know what? Let me jump in right here. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll have you finish up on the other side. Don't want to rush you here. Declan Garvey, Associate Editor of The Dispatch, is the guest. Declan, hang on. Traffic and weather together right here on WICC. The website is thedispatch.com. Run it all together, thedispatch.com. Declan Garvey is the associate editor of The Dispatch, talking about the January 6th committee hearings going on now, how long they'll go for, and what this portends for the future. So, Declan, go right ahead. We had to jump in there for traffic and weather together. You were talking about a point here as to the, you know, to the goals here of this being, you know, in large part, as anything in D.C. goes, political. Oh, I'm sorry. I should probably, Declan, click on your link and open you up again. There you go, my friend. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Perfect. No problem. What I was mentioning right before the break was that the Republicans were understandably concerned about some of the things you raised about the investigation dragging on into the midterms in 2022 being used as kind of a political cudgel. And that was one of the reasons why the original bipartisan commission that was forged by a Republican and Democratic congressmen negotiating together, that commission would have been required to wrap up its investigation and submit its final reports by the end of 2021, leaving a couple months in between, these high fireworks of these hearings and whatnot and the actual voting in the 2022 midterms. Because Senate Republicans chose to vote against the creation of that commission, they are now stuck with this reality where Nancy Pelosi controls the process. She can make it drag on as long as she wants. She can call all the witnesses that she wants and these subpoenas, and Republicans don't have a say. So in the short-term goal of tanking this bipartisan commission, Republicans may have actually hurt themselves in the long term, because they no longer have this voice in the room to push back on some of these things.
And long-term here, Declan, let's talk about the former president. Listen, he can still draw a crowd. And how do you view the dynamic here of how close or how distant some candidates will be toward Mr. Trump or away from him for 2022. As an example, I saw last night, if I wasn't mistaken, this morning, I saw a candidate that he endorsed in a congressional election after someone passed away. His candidate in a Republican field, that candidate lost, correct?
He did, yes. So this was in Texas's 6th congressional district, a candidate named Jake Elzey pulled that out over Susan Wright, who Trump endorsed and who was the widow of former Congressman Ron Wright, who passed away due to COVID-19 complications earlier this year. It's one race in a special election with very low turnout, but people in Washington are looking at that race with a lot of skepticism, a lot of intrigue as to whether this means that Trump's influence on the Republican primary electorate is waning as he's out of office and Republican voters are not necessarily tethered to his every word, because Trump did endorse Wright. He held a virtual rally for her earlier this week, I believe, and she lost by almost 7 percentage points. Mm. And so there's a lot of Republicans that could be thinking about how close they want to remain to the president, and looking at that as the first step in potentially a broader rift.
I know we're a long ways away, Declan Garvey, but people are talking about it. So, hey, why not? Can you foresee Donald Trump running again? And if he does not run, is Ron DeSantis the heir apparent?
I can definitely see him running again. There have been several reports in recent days that he's told people close to him that he wants to run again, that he can't wait to get back to the White House. At the same time, that it would make sense that he's saying that now, even if he doesn't plan to run, because as soon as he says he's not going to run again, then all of this potential successors will jump in and people will stop paying as much attention to him. He won't have the same ability to fundraise. And so I think that's what we can expect for him for the next year or so, to kind of an ambiguous, probably going to run, but not confirmed. But if he doesn't, I think you're exactly right. I think Ron DeSantis has positioned himself extremely well within the Republican primary electorate as someone who can tap into some of the energy and the fight that Trump brought, while also having some real tangible governing experiences and successes in Florida. And so that's something that, you know, you see in straw poll after straw poll in these in CPAC and some other conservative conferences around the country in recent months. Anytime Trump is not included in that in those polls, DeSantis wins in a landslide. And there was one even when Trump was included that DeSantis came out on top. And so I think, you know, at this time in the 2016 cycle, Scott Walker and Rand Paul were leading the way. And so it's always a little I'm always a little hesitant to make super confident predictions this far out. But, you know, if you're taking Ron DeSantis, I'd say he's got the best shot of anyone right now.
Well, you know, especially if you frequent those, European betting sites and you can take political bets there, you know,
exactly.
I don't know about you. I get emails from these places, you know, Ron DeSantis, 50-1, who handicaps this stuff? It's amazing. The website is thedispatch.com. The associate editor of The Dispatch has been the guest, Declan Garvey. Declan, thank you. I'll urge people to check out the website. Take care, and hopefully we can talk down the road. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Declan Garvey there. All right. That's thedispatch.com, folks. Check it out. Thedispatch.com.